Five pieces in folk style, music by Robert Schumann, with the sensational Mercer Park duo, Rachel Mercer and Angela Park, two very busy Canadian musicians. Rachel, you play your cello as well for Via Salzburg. That keeps you busy.
Yes, actually we have our first concert of the season next week. That's a chamber series led by Mayumi Seiler, the violinist in Toronto. We're going to be doing a Franck sextet and Mendelssohn octet.
You're also involved with Ensemble Made in Canada. Tell us that story.
Well, Ensemble Made in Canada is a piano quartet, which actually Angela is the pianist for that. And it was formed in 2006, and we've kept going. We've just, this summer, recorded our first CD of Mozart and Brahms quartets. And we have a tour coming in October and November. We're playing in Hamilton and in New York.
Also in Hamilton, something called Five at the First. Explain that.
Five at the First is a chamber series that I started 3 years ago with Michelle Corbet at the First Unitarian Church in Hamilton, which is why it's called Five at the First. And it's a wonderful series. We do all kinds of different programming. We just did the Crumb Vox Ballinae for flute, piano, and cello. And in November, Angela and I will be doing a recital there.
All about making great music.
Yeah.
Angela Park, tell us how the Mercer Park duo came to be.
Well, I knew of Rachel from when we were quite young, both being from Ontario, and it wasn't until 2004 when Rachel returned from Europe to give a concert that she asked me to play, and so that was our first musical encounter. And then, of course, she joined our piano quartet, and since then we've been doing a lot of duo concerts, and we just recorded our second CD, which is comprised of all Canadian, young Canadian composers who we have close connections with, so we're very excited about that.
And what can we look forward to hearing you play at the concert on Saturday?
Both of us will be joining Catherine White, soprano, playing two songs by Brahms from Opus 91. They're really gorgeous songs that are not often heard. And then we'll join Kelly Hall Tompkins in the monumental Brahms Opus 8 trio.
Sounds like a great night, and thank you both for being here today in the lobby. The concert lobby at the New Classical 96.3 FM. I'm going to ask you, Angela, to step aside of the piano and make room for a remarkable and precocious young talent. Her name is Anastasia Rizikov. And Anastasia is here today to play for us a sparkling piece by Brahms. She'll also be at this fabulous Neapolitan Connection concert called Brahms, Schumann, and Song. It's Saturday night at the Glenn Gould Studio. And later on in the broadcast, we'll tell you exactly how you can get any of those last-minute tickets. Right now, here is Anastasia Rizikov.
Thank you.
A Lovely Capriccio by Johannes Brahms, played by Anastasia Ryzikov. Welcome back. Haven't seen you since June.
Oh, glad to be here.
Did you have a busy summer?
No, it was mostly just practice. I've been working on my fall performances, which will be this year.
And that included some Brahms, who is new to your repertoire. Tell us, what is it you love about Brahms?
I love his power, yet he's got really romantic melodies, which is a great combination, something sort of like a mix of Liszt and Chopin, and plus his Hungarian dances, even though he doesn't have the roots, but they're there, basically, and it's beautiful.
Now, you're going to play that Capriccio on the show at the Glenn Gould Studio on Saturday. What else?
I will also be playing Rhapsody in B minor by Brahms. It is Opus 79, number 1.
And a real workout, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it's a powerful piece.
Yeah, as are all of his pieces. Anastasia, thank you for being with us. I want to introduce our audience now to the marvelous soprano, Catherine White. Welcome.
Thank you.
You sang a couple of different roles in Canadian Opera Company productions last year. Please tell us about that experience.
Yes, I sang Iphigenie in Iphigenie entourée by Gluck, amazing Robert Carson production. And I also sang in Semele. I sang Iris. So it was two shows in 1 year, which is great.
Now you're off to the Met in New York City for some performances this year. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm going to be involved in a new production of Parsifal. So 5 hours and 20 minutes. Here we go. And I'm very excited.
Actually, I saw it in Budapest recently. It was 5 hours and 32 minutes. But
okay.
At that point, no one was counting.
It's true. It's very true.
And you're looking forward to this, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. First Wagner.
Now then, tell us about what you're going to be singing at the show on Saturday night.
Well, besides the Brahms that have already been mentioned, the Opus 91, we're going to be doing the Schumann Liederkreis, Opus 39. So those are an excellent journey.
And what are you going to sing for us on the radio today?
I'm going to sing the last of the 12 pieces of the Liederkreis by Schumann.
Once again, we welcome you to our concert lobby at the New Classical 96.3 FM. And we're here talking about Neapolitan Connection, Brahms, Schumann, and Song, Saturday night at the Glenn Gould Studio. One of the stars, Catherine White.
Überm Garten durch die Lüfte hört ich Wandervögel ziehen. Das bedeutet Frühlingsdüfte und dann fängt schon an zu blühen. Jauchzen möchte ich, möchte weinen, ist mir's doch als künstlich sein. Alte Wunde wieder scheinen mit dem Mond des Glanz herein. Und der Mond, die Sterne sagen's, und im Traum rauscht's dir heim, und die Nachtigallen klagen.
You're listening to the New Classical 96.3 FM. We're live in the concert lobby here at the New Classical. We have a special guest now that we want to introduce you to. Her name is Kelly Hall Tompkins. Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You are one of the most sought-after violinists in New York City. One of the duties you have there is with the Chamber Orchestra of New York. Will you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's a relatively new chamber orchestra in New York. We made our debut in Carnegie's Zankel Hall in 2007. And it's a unique group because it brings to light a lot of the works of Ottorino Respighi. And some of those works have yet to be discovered. We actually have access to the archive, the family archive, and have finished a number of the works that were begun by Respighi. So it's kind of interesting to play new, old works.
We play a lot of his music on the New Classical 96.3 FM, as we do the music of a man named Mark O'Connor, who's breaking new ground all the time, and you had a chance to collaborate with him.
Yes, Mark and I have an ongoing collaboration, actually. We play his double violin concerto together, and I'm also first violinist of the string quartet with him of his music, of his quartets.
You also keep busy with a charity series in New York City called Music Kitchen. Tell us more about that.
Music Kitchen is really a passion of mine. I founded it almost 7 years ago to present high-level chamber artists like the ones you're hearing today in concert for the homeless in New York City. And as such, I've presented over 100 of New York City's top artists in 62 concerts for the homeless, and I've reached an estimated over 10,000 homeless listeners with artists like Emmanuel Axe, and I even had the first performance in Paris this year, this past spring.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to play for us today, and what are you going to play on Saturday night?
Today we're playing a movement of the Brahms' third sonata, the final sonata, and on Saturday, we're playing the B major trio. It's just, Brahms is one of my favorite composers. I love his treatment of harmony and the interaction of the voices and just the rhythmic intensity, sort of the rhythmic drive that's present in a unique way with Brahms. So it's just wonderful. 19th century, it's the pinnacle of 19th century chamber music. So it's a joy to present that here.
We're so happy that you're able to join us here in Toronto. And let's get a preview of what's going to happen Saturday night at the Glenn Gould Studio. Here is Kelly Hall Tompkins.
Thank you.
The Sonata in D Minor, beautiful music by Brahms, played by Kelly Hall Tompkins. Thanks to Kelly Hall, to Catherine White, to Anastasia Rizikoff, Rachel Mercer, and Angela Park for joining us today on the New Classical 96.3 FM. See and hear all of these magnificent talents live at Neapolitan Connection, Brahms, Schumann, and Song at the Glenn Gould Studio this Saturday night at 7. For tickets, you can go online, www.neapolitanconnection.com. That's www.neapolitanconnection.com. That's all for now, live from our concert lobby.